Good morning, Doug. Thank you for being here with us this morning. How are you?
Good morning, Andrew. Thanks for having me on. I'm doing great outside of my voice being a little hoarse. We're doing great.
Well, I'm sure that comes with a lot of speaking and a lot of speaking with voters. So on that point, let's start there. What have you been hearing Northern Ontario voters tell you?
Well, I've been touring across the north extensively, and they're frustrated. They're frustrated by getting gouged by the government. They're sick and tired of putting their hands in their pocket, Andrew, and they have the government's hands in their pocket as well. They're looking for jobs. And when you're putting the highest hydro taxes in North America on the backs of the businesses, and then you have the carbon tax, you wonder why over 300,000 jobs, manufacturing jobs, have left Ontario. When I'm premier, I will give companies tax incentives. We'll make sure we lower the taxes on the middle class, and I'm going to put a 0% tax on anyone earning $30,000. We're going to make sure that we take care of the seniors on affordable housing and dental care, but we're going to save billions of dollars and get rid of the waste.
On that topic, Doug, when it comes to cutting taxes, how do you do that and still pay the bills?
Oh, it's very simple. It's similar to what we did in the fifth largest budget in Canada, which is the city of Toronto. It's a overall operating and infrastructure capital budget of over $12 billion. First year, we saved the taxpayers over $1 billion, put a 0% tax increase, the lowest tax increase for any residential area of a large city in North America. We drove efficiencies through lean processes, through best practices. We have a $141 billion budget. Do you think, Andrew, and your listeners, do you think we can find 4 cents on the dollar? The answer is overwhelmingly yes. Matter of fact, I haven't heard anyone say, no, we can't. And if we can't do it as a party, we shouldn't be in government.
But here's the thing, though, Doug. We don't live in Toronto. We live in Northern Ontario. And so how, as if you were elected leader and then elected premier, how do you intend to relate to the people in Northern Ontario with their fiscal needs and daily lives?
Well, first of all, I relate to the people of the North. I'm sorry, but my opponents don't. When I get out there, my message is resonating with the people of the North. We're going to make sure we have that Northlander train back in full swing. We have to make sure we have an opportunity for people of the North to broaden their horizons when it comes to employment. We have to start building the roads to get into these mining communities. There's billions of dollars is sitting there waiting to be mined, but they keep messing around with the infrastructure. We're going to make sure we build the roads to get to the mines. But all these politicians, I can't stand Andrew. All they do is talk, 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 talk. What I say I'm going to do, we're going to do it. You can take that to the bank.
If you had three main thrusts in your campaign, what would they be?
Well, I'll tell you my five main thrust. We're going to lower these hydro rates, which are artificially inflated. The big bankers are making billions of dollars on the backs of taxpayers. We're going to take care of the hydro rates. We're going to make sure we create good-paying jobs by creating an environment for companies to come up here and give them incentives to make sure there's great-paying jobs and get infrastructure done, especially in the north. We're going to make sure we axe the carbon tax. We're going to get resources to our hospitals to reduce wait times, and then we're going to revamp our education system. We're going to go through the curriculum line item by line item and make sure that we have proper curriculum for the education system. When I talk to teachers, talk to parents, they're frustrated. Half our students, Andrew, haven't even met the provincial standards in grade 6 math. Then so the Liberals want to throw $60 million at it. They do that, and sure enough, half of them still haven't met the provincial standards. It comes to the sex ed curriculum. No parents were consulted. No teachers were consulted. We're going to make sure we repeal that, consult with the parents, and have a proper sex ed curriculum, not the indoctrination or the liberal ideology this premier is trying to ram down everyone's throat. We're going to reduce the size and cost of government, run things more efficiently. That's what we're going to do to turn this province around and start putting money back into the taxpayers' pocket instead of the government's pocket.
In our last 30 seconds or so here, Doug, speak to those outside of the grassroots. Why Doug Ford?
Well, first of all, my friends, I've had numerous people everywhere I go saying, I'm an NDPer for life. I'm joining the party because of you, not the PC party. Never voted. I'm joining it because of you. Liberal their whole life, they're joining it because of me. Very simple. I'm going to have your back. I'm going to have make sure that I voice your opinion. When you call our office, we're going to return your phone call. I'll even return it personally. Customer service excellence. I'm the only one with a backbone to go down there and change the system. Unfortunately, my opponents, they're more liberal, and that's nothing wrong with that. They should be proud of it. I'm fiscally conservative. I take care of the little guy. I'm going to make sure they have a loud, loud voice when I become premier.
We've been speaking with Doug Ford. He is one of the candidates running for the leadership of the Ontario Progressive Conservative Party. Doug, thank you for being here with us this morning.
Thank you so much, Andrew. Look forward to coming back with you when I'm premier.